sure if that's, you know, by choice or, you know, maybe that's just because after you
listen, after a while, you like run out of options. And so you got to say, hey, you just got to bick it and go with it. So.
Yeah, see, I learned that in my late teens. And at some point, I was going to have to come to that point in my life where I'm going to have to either shave it off or just kind of live with whatever it looked like. And I knew that at some point, I was just going to have to get used to shaving it. So
for sure.
We've been seeing the same barber for many years. We've got that going for us.
Right on.
Coach, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. And let's begin with your expectations for the Cardinals this season.
Man, you know, like everything, we were in transition. I'll tell you, Coach Houston, who really, you know, him and Coach Brian Barron from Brookside were the two guys who really kind of molded me kind of into, you know, what kind of like coaching philosophy looks like. And, Coach Houston's got four daughters at home for sure. And so, but he's going to be one of my assistants. And so, really, the transition really is I have an opportunity. I work at Brookside and see those kids every day. And that's really what we're going to capitalize on. So it's really about, you know, bringing out kids, getting them to experience something that's great. Wrestling has been a big part of my life, and it's really been, you know, an opportunity to really, you know, build family and camaraderie, and that's something we're looking for at Brookside. So that's kind of our goal for right now, you know, for sure. So in flux and transition, you know, athletic director Dick Kirschbaum, you know, retired, you know, did medical the first week of September. We have a new athletic director, Chris Adkins, who's been, you know, great to work with in transition. But for sure there's a learning curve that goes along with all of that.
Well, Coach, obviously you're definitely coming in with some good kids coming back. Obviously a couple district qualifiers last year, district alternates to work with. Talk about that core group and what your kind of expectations are going into the season, a brand new league, D2, sectional. Are you guys still hosting the sectional? Or?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then that's obviously, just a lot of fun things to be part of the program and obviously be running that program right now.
Absolutely. I love Brookside. I'll tell you what, spent my entire career there, 20 years at Brookside. And, you know, there's a lot of people you say, hey, you know, Brookside, who's that? Where's that? It's something we want to put on the map. You know, I got a core group of guys, Eric Sadler and Tyler Warren. Those are two guys, junior and senior. Eric's a 106, and Tyler's probably going to be a 132 this year. Those guys have been really working hard in the offseason. I think they're going to be fantastic. Eric's been in the weight room doing a lot of work in the offseason. I hope we can really see some, some dividends paid out in the season. You know, Tyler, we got Carson Neal and Daniel Davis, 138, 145. We've got a core group there. You know, we're kind of looking that we're going to fill all the weight classes. You know, that's every head coach's dream, get that in terms of a school of our size. But we lost seven seniors last year. And, it's really about, recruiting and putting kids out there and giving them something to experience. I mean, a lot of first-year wrestlers, but for sure, we're very excited. I got a great staff. I got a lot of people. One of my former students who I had in seventh grade when I taught science, Blake Bartlemy, he wrestled at Lorain. He's coming on to our staff. He's going to coach now those lightweights. And so we got a lot of great stuff. We're really looking forward to it.
And obviously you and Seth kind of just basically switched positions. You guys have coached together for years, which makes it easier. But has there been anything over the years when you were the assistant and he was kind of making the decisions that you said, I'd do something different that you're already like, okay, now we're going to do it this way?
Seth, I love Seth. I really do. I'll tell you what. Seth is, I've really seen Seth kind of really, evolve over the number of years where, he's a very compassionate guy. But it's really about, hey, we are now over the last couple of years, people know Seth from when he wrestled at Avon Lake and so forth and so forth, but really it's about, hey, having kids be a part of something, him and I have talked. He's got some very old school ideas in terms of, hey, uniform and practice and very rudimentary, very basic. But for sure, we're looking at a continuity of a program, grade 7 through 12, because we know if we can get them in young, we're looking at a youth program. And then by the time we can get them into the high school, breed like great success. So that's our hope.
Has he talked you into the three-piece suits for the
listen,
Seth Houston
man,
was like,
you know what? One of the things we look for is, hey, give me one of those Cardinal belt buckles, Seth Houston. So, but he's been a great mentor. I really appreciate him.
Yeah.
Coach, do you use the new league as a building block to say, hey, we're in a new league, the LC8, this is our chance to maybe pick one thing to say, let's Let's use this as a little bit of a stepping stone for us as a to evaluate the program where we're at the end of the year, or do you you pick something else out?
You know what I'm hoping for? I'm really hoping for the fact that, hey, like I said earlier, they say Brookside, you know, Brookside, have I heard of that school? You know, Brookside who? And really at the end of the season, we're going to the LCA, be like, say, wow. Yeah, Brookside made a statement. Our numbers wax and wane over the years, and we're hoping this year that, you know, we're going to be able to come out and at the end of the season. It's like, wow, we didn't talk about Brookside here at this show at the beginning of the season, but you know, they got a name for themselves out there in the league.
Stuff.
Good stuff, Coach Way. We appreciate you stopping by and spending some time.